Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where the talk is all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/rockandrallytennis. Rock and Rally Tennis Episode 17 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com. The ultimate career resource site that features video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries. Share in the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. In this episode, I'd like to talk about adding two important elements to your game. The two elements are variety and versatility. Now, adding variety and versatility goes beyond simply learning or improving new shots or skills. It also includes adjusting your approach to how you typically construct points in a match. Now, I know I've said this in previous podcasts, and I don't mean to be redundant, but because it's important, I'll underscore it once again and put it out there. Game improvement begins with having a proper mindset. You know, it's mental before it's physical. Folks, you have to be mentally ready and willing to make adjustments to your game before making any adjustments on the physical front. Now, this is, of course, often easier said than done. After all, as human beings, we are creatures of habit. Now, breaking our routines, veering away from what we have grown accustomed to doing repeatedly, is a significant mental hurdle to overcome. However, it can be done. And the fact is, if you truly want to improve and add variety and versatility to your game, you will make the necessary commitment to get it done. Otherwise, your game will remain stagnant. Now, at the club where I play, there is a gentleman. Let's call him Frank. Now, Frank is in his mid-50s, solid 4.0 player. He has good mobility, hits hard, flat ground strokes off of both wings. He also has a good serve and a serviceable net game. Now, the strength of Frank's game is from the baseline, where he is most consistent, confident, and in control of his game. Now, when Frank plays against comparable level players for the first time, his opponents are almost always initially impressed, and their games immediately put to the test as they face those hard, flat shots coming off of Frank's racket. However, the better players at Frank's level are able to adjust fairly quickly to his shots, and consequently, they're able to handle his game without much difficulty. The reason why is because Frank's game lacks variety, and it's a bit too predictable. Essentially, you come to expect the same solidly struck, flat ground strokes, and that's fine against average opponents. However, just like in baseball, where a pitcher can throw a 100-mile-an-hour fastball, well, if that's all he's got and he doesn't have a curveball, a slider, or other pitches with which to vary the speed, trajectory, and eye level, well, the batters catch up to that fastball and figure out fairly quickly how to succeed against that pitcher. And that's what happens to Frank. I mean, he's a classic example of the so-called one-note player. I mean, he hits the same type of shot, depth, and trajectory, and gives you the same rhythm over and over again. Thus, many players at his level are able to effectively neutralize his shots and beat him. Now, the interesting thing about Frank is that he has a very good backhand chip. Unfortunately, he rarely hits that shot unless he is on the defensive and does not have sufficient time to set up to hit his regular hard, flat backhand. You know, and I should point out, Frank's backhand chip is not one of those heavily sliced balls with excessive underspin that floats and sits up vulnerably when it bounces. His chip actually stays very low to the ground, and for good measure, it sometimes even has a hint of side spin in addition to the underspin. I mean, it's an effective shot because it presents a nice contrast in pace, trajectory, depth, and ball action to his regular ground strokes. As his frequent hitting partner, I've been encouraging Frank for the past couple of months to incorporate a few more of those backhand chips into his rallies. Because up to this point, Frank rarely hits any backhand chips unless he is forced to. What I've tried to do is to get him to adjust his mindset, to hit those backhand chips on his terms. In other words, when he wants to versus when he has to. Now that sounds easy, right? But not quite. Now that he's trying to hit those backhand chips when he wants to versus when he has to, Frank realizes he has to first tidy up his footwork and preparation in order to execute that shot with greater intent and control. Because in the past, when he hits that backhand chip, it was almost exclusively from a defensive posture, mentally and physically. I mean, back then, he was just satisfied simply with getting the ball back into play with a decently struck shot. Precision was a secondary concern. Now that he's trying to hit those backhand chips from an offensive or, at worst, a neutral mindset versus a defensive one, he has to have a different mindset and approach. And I've talked at length about having the proper mindset and mental approach in previous podcasts. For example, the importance of practicing and utilizing recreational matches to try out those shots and skills that you've been practicing, which I talked about in episode 4. Then there's the criticality of avoiding the three E's, emotion, ego, and entitlement, which I discussed in episode 5. And then there's the importance of practicing the right way, which I talked about in episode 10. I mean, these are some of the considerations and challenges Frank has to navigate as he works to add variety and versatility to his game. Now, one thing I can say is over these past 2 months, he has made noticeable progress. Frank does a better job of mixing in backhand chips, varying the speeds and trajectories of his shots, disrupting his opponent's rhythm. Consequently, resulting in a few wins and certainly more competitive matches versus players to whom he regularly loses. It's a work in progress, but there's noticeable progress, which is always nice to see. Folks, it takes a commitment and a lot of effort, mentally and physically, to add new shots and skills to your arsenal, as well as to better utilize those skills that already exist. So the next time you're out on the tennis court, mix in a few of the shots you don't normally try to hit, and add a few wrinkles to your typical play patterns. Hit some chips, slices, loopy topspins, come to net, change it up. Most importantly, do it on your terms, because you can and want to, versus because you must and have to. Make the time and effort to add variety and versatility to your game. Stay focused and keep at it. Your efforts will be rewarded. Just remember, variety and versatility equals victory. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.